from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump heads for Asia. Could another nuclear test be imminent? South Korea's intelligence agency says the North may be preparing to conduct another missile test just days before U.S. President Donald Trump arrives on the divided peninsula. Officials with the National Intelligence Service told lawmakers today that it had detected a flurry of activity at North Korea's missile research facilities in the capital of Pyongyang. North Korea has conducted a series of tests on its nuclear programs and ballistic missile programs in recent years in defiance of international sanctions. The Uzbek immigrant suspected of plowing a rental truck into pedestrians and cyclists on a New York City bike path, killing eight and wounding at least 12 others, was charged yesterday in federal court with acting on behalf of the militant group Islamic State. Acting U.S. Attorney Jun H. Kim offered up this evidence.
A note that was recovered just outside the truck that read, in part, "No God, but God, and Muhammad is his prophet, and Islamic supplication, it will endure," a phrase commonly used to refer to ISIS.
The suspect, Saifullah Saipov, remains hospitalized after being shot and wounded by a police officer. He's confessed to planning the Tuesday attack for the past year and said he was inspired by ISIS videos. Federal authorities also said they found a second Uzbek man in the case. Earlier, Mr. Trump said he's asking Congress to get rid of the 27-year-old diversity lottery program that allowed the suspect into the country.
Sounds nice. It's not nice. It's not good. It's not good. It hasn't been good. We've been against it.
The program provides a path to U.S. residency to foreigners from countries with low rates of immigration. This is VOA News.